I just want to testify to you just for a little while. I studied for a couple days for a message for tonight, but it's not the one for tonight. So I just want to share with you what God has done in my life. When I was 16 years old, I was in Muncie, Indiana with my brother-in-law, Delbert, and went past a little car lot. And I didn't have a car, I just turned 16, and there was a 64 Pontiac Grand Prix I bought. It had a price in the window for $200, and I talked them down $20 and got it for $180. Well, I felt that was a real good deal, but the car sure did smoke. It ran good, but it smoked so bad. I had it for about a month. And a friend of mine had got married, and his wife couldn't drive a four-speed. So he had a 65 Chevy with a 396 in it, four-speed. It was a lot better than my car, and he offered to trade me even. That was a good deal. The next day I saw him, he said, "Trade me back." I said, "No way." He said, "I'll give you money to boot." I said, "Nope. Not trading back." I had the title. I told him it used oil. But I want to talk to you just for a few moments about the best trade I ever made. I really got a good deal. Many years ago, when I was 18 years old, God saved me. I want to talk to you about the bargain that I got. I traded hate for love. You know, as sinners, we have hate in our hearts toward people sometimes. And I can honestly say there were people that I hated. But when I got saved, God took the hate out and gave me love. And that's what he does to everybody that really gets saved. He takes the hate out and he gives you love. "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another." Another thing that many sinners have, and I've had it in my life, that's a thing called bitterness. The Bible talks about bitterness. In Hebrews the 12th chapter, looking diligently, lest any man fail the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring it up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. I had it, and I traded my bitterness for peace. I think that's a good trade, don't you? When you can trade hate for love and bitterness for peace. And I was in a hopeless condition. As a sinner, I was in a hopeless condition. But I traded that hopeless condition for hope in Jesus Christ. I've got a hope tonight. And it's like an anchor to the soul, both sure and steadfast. And guess what else? I traded sin for salvation. If you can trade your sin for salvation, that's a good bargain. I'd much rather have salvation than to have sin. And I traded sadness for gladness. In sin, yes, I found pleasure, but I found a lot of sadness. I've got gladness in my heart tonight. I've had gladness in my heart all day long. Amen. And you know what? I was in a horrible pit. David said I was in a horrible pit. Sinner, whether you realize it or not tonight, if you're not saved, you're in a horrible pit. But I traded that for a solid rock. David said he picked me up out of a horrible pit and he set my feet on a solid rock. I'm telling you, my friend, this rock is better than the shifting sand. It's better than the horrible pit. I think I got a good bargain. Amen. In salvation. And you can have the same bargain if you'll only repent. I traded pouting for shouting. Amen. I think that's a good trade. And I traded bondage for liberty. In sin, I was bound by the habits of life. I tried to do better. I said, I'll never do this again to my own self. But time and time again, I found myself right back doing the very thing that I said I'd never do. You know why? It was because I was bound. I was in bondage. But friend, when I got saved, God set me free from the habits of life. He set me free from sin. And there's liberty in serving Jesus. I'm here to tell you tonight, nobody's making me do this. I love God's way of living best of all. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm not bound. I'm not in bondage. I've found a glorious liberty. Amen. Thank God for Jesus and what he can do for an individual. And I traded sorrow for joy. Sin will cause you to be sorrowful, but there's joy in the service of the Master. Amen. And I had something else. It's real bad. I had a real bad heart. Friend, if you're not saved, you got a bad heart. And what you need is a heart transplant. Because the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 36 that he'll take the old heart out and he'll give you a new heart. He'll take out the heart of stone and he'll give you a heart of flesh. That's a real good deal. And I traded a desert for a well of living water. Amen. I was thirsty. Out in sin, I sought for happiness. I sought for peace. As the song says, I searched for him and I knew not what that I searched for. I longed for him and I didn't know what I longed for, that I found Jesus. I knew that I would search no more because he filled that longing down in my soul. Amen. Thank God for the water of life. Jesus talked to the lady at well and said, if you'll drink this water, you'll never thirst again. I found something that satisfies the soul. It satisfies the soul. It'll satisfy the searching down in your heart. You've been searching. You've been going here. You've been trying this. You've been trying that. But I'm telling you, it don't bring no real satisfaction. Thank God for the water of life. And I was full of unbelief. I didn't know if I could be saved. And I traded my unbelief for faith. Amen. Let me tell you something. If you're not here, keep around where the word's preached. That's how you get faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Stay where the word is preached. Amen. I believe it's preached from this pulpit. Amen. I traded the world for the people of God. I had some worldly friends, and when I got saved, I didn't have to run none of them off, but they just didn't want to do what I was doing. Amen. But I found the family of God. I love the family of God. I look over this audience, you're my family tonight. I just want you to know how much I love you. I want you to know how much I appreciate you. Amen. Friend, the prodigal son, he found some friends out in the world, but none of them came back with him to Father's house. Amen. I was a child of the devil before I got saved. And God changed all that. Amen. I was born again and I became a child of God. We sang the song in the Edenite songbook, I am a child of God. I'm glad to testify to you. I'm not the child of the governor. I'm not the child of the president, but praise God, I'm a child of God. Amen. And I traded weariness for rest. Amen. Thank God he's got rest for the weary. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And I traded condemnation for a clear conscience. I remember living under condemnation. I had it all day long. I had it when I laid down at night. Oh, the darkness of condemnation. But Romans 8, chapter and verse number 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Thank God for a clear conscience. And I traded the spirit of the world for the spirit of Christ. Amen. The Bible talks about a spirit of disobedience. Well, I believe I had one. Amen. But thank God for the sweet Spirit of God. I felt him in this service tonight. I feel him right here in the service. And last but not least, I traded hell for heaven. That's a good trade. Amen. I was on my way to hell. Amen. It's only by the grace and mercy of God that I'm not there right now. It's because God had mercy on me. When I was out in sin, when I was doing the things of the world under the influence of alcohol and drugs, I could have easily many nights been took out into eternity and I'd be in hell right now. Sinner friend, if you're here, I love you. God loves you. But I want to be honest with you. If you died tonight, you would deserve hell. I don't want you to go. God don't want you to go. But the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Every sinner deserves hell. But you don't have to go. Because God made a way that you could escape the damnation of hell. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, there has been a way made that you can escape the damnation of hell. And that's because our loving Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was willing to leave the glory world and come down here, live a life, suffer pain and agony, and purchase salvation for every individual. When he died on the cross, he tasted death for every man, every individual that's in this building. Whether you're saved or whether you're lost, he still tasted death for you. He paid a price that everybody in this building could be saved. Amen. Jesus, when he said it's finished, that means it's finished. He prepared the way. He made it possible that any individual could be saved. Somebody said, well, why am I not saved? If he paid the price that I could be saved, why am I not saved? Because even though he paid the price, until you repent, until you're born again, until you place faith in the Son of God, you can't be saved. But that's what you got to do. Count the cost. What's it going to cost you if you don't get saved? And count the cost. The Bible says to sit down and count the cost before you start. I'm glad I counted the cost. You know what else? I'm glad I paid the price. And I've been meeting Christians all my life. I went to church all my life. And here's what I believe is so positive about this. And all the people that I've met and all the Christians that I've met, I never met one yet said, boy, I made a terrible mistake. I got saved. I've never met a Christian yet that said I made a mistake. This, what I'm talking about, it works. God's got satisfied customers. Amen. I'm satisfied with his great redemption plan. I'm satisfied that it's sufficient for all men. Let's stand. Maybe someone here wants to be saved.